to DC, live on the Hill. Here's Mundo on KCMO.
This is the beauty of Radio Row and doing things like this, though. It happens once in a while where you got mix-ups and things get lost in translation and you're trying to book, you know, 15, 20 guests over 2 days. We're happy to say hello to Sheriff Donahue up in Idaho. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning.
So we are going to have Benny Martinez of Texas coming up next, but now we've got you in Idaho. Now, people may say, all right, we're in Kansas City. You're even further from the border in Idaho. Why would a guy in Idaho be someone who knows the border as well as you do?
Yeah.
So take me through that story and how you end up getting invited to something like this.
Well, thank you. It's been probably 7-8 years now that I've been down at the border working on the issues, because everything that comes across there lands in my territory.
Yeah.
So I've actually taken film teams down there. We've brought that story back. How does the illegal narcotics get from the border to my jurisdiction, and then how do we deal with it? And even before that, as an undercover officer, long before I was a sheriff, I worked 7 years undercover, and 6 of those years I was tasked out to the FBI on a violent crime and gang task force. So I know the players. I knew the cartels. I know the Mexican mafia people in our jurisdiction. And so then moving into the sheriff, it was just kind of a natural progression to, where is all this coming from? Where's this criminality, this organized crime? And it comes from that border.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the drug thing. I think about the fentanyl issues we're seeing in the Kansas City area. Mm-hmm. How are you handling that? How is the community handling that up in Idaho?
Well, just like everyone else, we're making unprecedented seizures. Last week, just one seizure was 4,000 pills. One seizure.
Wow.
One guy.
In Canyon County, Idaho.
In Canyon County, Idaho. Yeah. And so we're...
Now, is that Boise? I hate to ask you on
right
the spot.
Next door. No, right,
right
next,
next
door.
Okay.
Yeah, Ada County is Boise, then we're right next door, right to
okay.
the west.
Okay, so is it pretty rural county?
It's
or
both.
Suburban?
It's actually both. It's
okay.
You got agricultural base still.
Yeah.
But... a lot of industry, a lot of manufacturing. So we're about just over 250,000 people in my jurisdiction. And so it's fairly large, but you certainly have the criminality.
Yeah.
And, of course, they don't know any requirements over the border between us and Ada County or anywhere else. So, and then Oregon's right next door.
How did that become such a hot spot, Boise of all places?
Yeah.
Why, and what's the story there?
It's really about your arterial highways and interstates coming in and out of there from Salt Lake City, cross over to Reno, Nevada, and then further north, the Pacific Northwest, the Tri-Cities. Everything's funnels right down into the arterial freeways through Boise, Idaho. So we become a depository years ago of the cartel dope, and now we're a major distribution point as well.
Wow. Now, you also have an influx, not that this has anything to do with one or the other, but Californians are moving to Boise and Idaho like crazy, right?
Yeah, like crazy. Yes.
Are they bringing their politics with them, or
yes.
are they leaving that at the door?
No,
they are.
A lot of them are bringing their politics, and they're not appreciated.
Well, so. I don't understand this. How do you leave somewhere because the politics are so bad? You go to a beautiful place like the Boise, Idaho area, and you vote for the same garbage you just ran away from.
Incomprehensible. And it's like we push back all the time. And even law enforcement guys, they come there, retire, and they're like, well, this is what you should do. Excuse me, but you retired because it was so bad where you came from. So we're not going to do that.
Really?
Yeah. Take a seat to the side there. We're
No. We do this a certain way.
Yes.
And guess what? You're coming here to live our way of life.
Yes. It infuriates me. Absolutely infuriates me. And of course, you see Boise becoming more and more blue.
It is, right?
You know, we've got a mayor that they've got a mayor. I don't have that mayor.
Yeah.
But you know, she brought in a chief of police out of Portland, Oregon. That's a good move.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
in Boise, Idaho.
Yeah. So then he's got his people that he's brought in. It's like, oh, my goodness.
Really?
It really worked good in Portland. Still working really
well,
as you know.
Things are going great up there.
Great up
there. Wow. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Jeez. And I think about, you know, I've never been up there. My brother was actually up there a couple of weeks ago, and he just raved about how beautiful it is.
It is.
But he also admitted that the Californians are kind of, it looks like, taking over.
And, you know, we'll remain that bastion of strength, I think. But, you know, we're an island. We're the only state that doesn't allow medical marijuana and all that baloney.
That region, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. We're surrounded by it.
Yeah.
You know, so... we really are a deeply red state for the most part, but you're seeing it dim, especially because of Boise. It's the highest population in the state.
It is, right? And it's not, you know.
What's crazy is a lot of those people want to, there's no problems. There's no problem. You're not you're hiding from it because the cartels don't care if you think there's a problem or not.
Yeah.
They're operating in your city and have for years and decades, quite frankly.
So the fentanyl issue, what can local law enforcement do? I mean, we've got the problem in Kansas City. It's not unique. We've got the same thing, I-70, I-35, crisscrossing, major hub there. So what would your recommendation be to our local law enforcement leaders in the Kansas City area?
That you have to get out and make the people aware of this thing. My governor just started an initiative several months ago to bring about an awareness on fentanyl and interdiction. So we appointed a community panel and a law enforcement panel. We're right in the thick of it, coming up with strategy to bring that awareness to literally grade school kids, the school districts, the parents. They have no idea what their kids are doing. They have no idea that fentanyl is already in their schools, already in their classrooms.
And it feels to me like this is the way to really send the message of what's happening at the border to all Americans.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. And, you know, they're going to lose family members. I've lost family members to fentanyl. This thing is the most dangerous thing we have ever encountered. It's unprecedented. Law enforcement, for you guys in Kansas City, same as us. I mean, your people have never seen anything like this, and neither have we. And it's being pushed. We were in southern Arizona. You said Sheriff Martinez is coming on. Great guy. We were together last week in Arizona. And the fact is, we're looking at stuff that's actual advertisements on Snapchat that you can buy, that cartels are selling fentanyl for $1 a pill, and they'll send it to you. $1 a pill.
They're just trying to kill Americans.
They're trying to kill
Americans.
They're
not trying to even make money at $1 a pill.
They're making, but the broader their economic base, they will make money, right?
True. You sell a million pills for $1, you know.
Right?
You say,
but you're right, though. But they become a long-time user, right? If they don't die, then they're a continual customer.
So how much of it is trying to push fentanyl as fentanyl versus pushing Percocet that's really got fentanyl in it, or that is really just fentanyl?
It's the imitation where people think they're taking a Percocet. Like, let's just say a teenage kid, right? Maybe they're at the gym, maybe they're whatever. They're going through life struggles. They go home, a friend says, oh, take this Percocet. They go home. Dad, mom finds them in the bathtub, right, dead, or in their bedroom, dead, the next morning. And these are happening. These are real stories that are actually happening.
But how much of that is people not realizing what they're taking?
Most of it. You know, and even people who
The cartels push this knowing it's fentanyl.
Absolutely.
They mask it as a Percocet.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the low-level drug slums in our cities they know it's fentanyl, but they're selling Percocets.
Yeah, or Oxys. Right? So they'll call the blue pills the Mexi Blues or Mexis, and they look just like an oxycodone pill because they're illicitly in a pill press stamp in Mexico, Central America, South America, where the fentanyl all comes from Asia and China. That's where it comes from. And then it's distributed by the cartels, but not before they're running it through these pill plants and stamping it. You really can't tell the difference unless you really
scrutinize. So they're stamping it to even really cover it up. So what about this rainbow fentanyl stuff?
Worst thing in the world, because it's really going to attract the kids. It's really marketed toward the children.
And what are they billing that same thing as a Percocet or an Oxy? Or
they're pretty much on that one. It's pretty much, this is what you're, they're billing it as like it's a candy.
It's a candy, it's a candy, and you'll get kind of high off it.
It's hard to mask that one.
Yeah, but it's straight. It's obviously straight fentanyl, and they're not trying to mask it as anything other than just a fun drug that will get you kind of high.
And the kids are going to be very attracted to it. That's their economic model. That's their business model, to attract those younger generations.
And that rainbow stuff has really picked up, it seems like, the last even just couple months.
Yeah, really. The last couple months. You're absolutely correct. It's terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. And the fentanyl, and you kind of brought it up with the Percocet.
Yeah.
We get pushback in law enforcement about, well, the fentanyl's just not that bad. Well, there's a whole difference between FDA-regulated, prescribed fentanyl in a hospital setting at the microgram level than street-level fentanyl that can be 50 to 100% pure, right? Mm-hmm. We don't know what it is, and neither do they.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing a big push away from the pills to just straight powder.
Yeah.
So they're smoking the powder, they're lacing it in marijuana, in their methamphetamine, in their heroin. And so the hard drug users are dying as well because they're not used to this. But they're really asking for it. Our narc units are telling us on the streets that it's really, they can't keep, the distributors can't keep enough of it because wow. there's such a demand for the powder right now.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Sheriff Kieran Donahue on KCMO, Canyon County, Idaho. Thank you for being here.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
Wow.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.